Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home. Those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuaders of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Chelsea's going to win.
How much?
3-0. Yeah.
Oh, Todd Bowley, you beautiful, beautiful podcast content provider. Hey, Murph.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
We knocked a bit of mileage out of old Todd, didn't we?
We did. We did. Which we had no choice on. He left us with no option.
They left. We really did. The scene there is Bowley being doorstepped as he walks down some steps outside a nice restaurant after a pre-match meal with Florentino Perez. I didn't know this happened. I suppose, of course, it happens. I guess the bigwigs of the various clubs meet up for fancy dinner, a couple of glasses of wine. And then he's greeted with the sight of Gary Cotterill of Sky Sports News waving his microphone and asking him questions. So he gives that initial 3-0 prediction. What I didn't realize when I first heard about this was that he then doubles down when Cotterill tries to engage him in meaningful conversation about the situation at Chelsea.
Todd, what would you say to the fans after a really difficult 10 days?
I say have a lot of faith and we're going to win 3-0 tonight.
Now, to be fair to Todd Bowley, he wasn't the only American making PR gaffes over the last couple of days.
This was given to me by one of these guys right here. Was a hell of a rugby player. And they beat the hell out of the black and tans. Oh, God. But it was when...
Oh, so close. So close. He owned it in his speech yesterday in the Dáil.
He did. Of course he did. But honestly, if you were writing a Joe Biden gaffe for this entire trip, there's just so much in this. There's the family link, obviously, the continued mispronunciation of his dear cousin Rob Kearney. Just everything about it, just amazing. I love it so much.
As well as our Champions League coverage this week, we welcome back our first ever guest from our current studios, Heather O'Reilly. She came in last year after joining Shelburne, triple Olympic champion, World Cup winner with the US. So she's back in the US now after her stint with the Chels. And she was a good vibes machine this week when it came to the Republic of Ireland's World Cup chances. Despite our two defeats against her United States of America.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the Irish national team hype squad over here because I'm watching this game and I 100% understand what you're saying. Like they didn't score any goals, you know, two clean sheets for the U.S., which they'll be thrilled about. But let's be clear, like you guys created chances, talking about Caruso. I mean, she had an opportunity. Denise O'Sullivan played her fantastic final ball. She just didn't strike it well. She didn't strike it across frame, but she got essentially a breakaway against the U.S. And so I, doing media work on the U.S. team, obviously, over the last week, our fans are like freaking out with all due respect, saying like, we can't score more goals against Ireland. We're getting all these chances against us from Ireland. I'm like, hold on. Like Ireland is good. Like they are, a fantastic side. Obviously we're very familiar with Denise O'Sullivan here in the U.S. and even Katie McCabe to a certain extent. And a lot of the players that obviously played at U.S. Uni, but you know, for the most part, I think that you guys are kind of like, a little bit of a secret to the American fan base. So I don't think the fans expected you guys to come out and get chances against us. And like, I know that you didn't score, but I mean, how many corner kicks did you earn? And one of the complaints was, you know, the U.S. playing a pretty much, from my eyes, a 100% zone for corner kicks. And you have Louise Quinn just flying in at the back post. Katie McKay puts in a good ball, you know, and you know, Louise picking up speed and getting a good head on it could have been game over. So listen, like, it didn't happen. But, you know, if you're playing a game of percentages, you know, you guys probably deserved a goal over the two game stretch. And I think that, yeah, you're right in there. I mean, you're a team that I see getting out of your group, to be honest. It's going to be difficult.
Oh, but, did you see the Australia result last night?
I did. I mean, listen, that opening game is going to be lights out. It's going to be amazing. So 80,000 opening match of the World Cup, Ireland versus Australia. I don't know. I love Sam Kerr. I love, you know, so many players on Australia. Tony Gustafsson, the head coach of Australia, was my assistant with the U.S. team for many years. Beautiful tactician. I mean, wonderful soccer mind. But I don't know. I'm just feeling like the occasion might get to people. The stress might get to people. And Vera and the Irish team just seem to be like in a really good mind frame.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
It's a beautiful summer's day. The breeze is stupendous.
Stupendous. Stupendous.
Would this podcast be even more stupendous without ads?
Without ads?
Ads. If so, then join us for daily commercial-free shows at secondcaptains.com for just €5 a month.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not bumping them up. I'm not Irish. I'm just saying my observations, they are amazing.
Stupendous. Stupendous.
All right, does anyone want to hear Ken Early's take on the US Masters?
No?
Well, here it is anyway.
It's the Masters take you didn't know you needed.
And you probably don't.
I heard there was guy who was just pottering around infuriatingly slowly to deliberately sabotage Brooks Koepka, who apparently wants to do everything at 100 miles an hour because he's just in a hurry. Is that a thing that happened?
That can sometimes... Well, I mean, I don't know if...
Was it Patrick Cantlay? Patrick Cantlay was getting hit hard for his slow play,
I mean, he's you know, he takes his golf seriously.
Even for golfers, it's just too much. It's like standing there, like playing golf for so long. It's intolerable. This guy, Cantlay, obviously has got extreme mental strength, but Koepka, I heard, crumbled.
Mm. He did crumble again.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's anything necessarily
just to get it over with. That's what he's saying.
No, Koepka was playing with John Rahm when he was collapsing. So
I heard that Rory McIlroy will never win the Masters. Because the greens are too fast.
I don't think the greens are too fast, Ken. I think the mind...
You're really... For a man not interested in golf, you've come up with some scorchingly hot takes.
I was talking to my brother-in-law. He's interested in golf. He asked me if I... I've had this conversation yesterday. He asked me if I was watching it. I said no.
Why don't we get him in here to co-host the show, then?
Well, he'd probably be better for this sort of show. But apparently... Now, I don't know if this was just my brother-in-law saying it or if he was quoting some authoritative figure.
Yeah.
But apparently the greens are just too fast. Mm. And McIlroy is used to playing, I suppose, on GAA pitches or whatever. And when he goes to the bays of Augusta, the ball is just skidding 12 feet past the hole.
Because Royal County Down, they actually share their ground with
Roger Casement Gales.
In Newcastle in County Down. So I mean, that's, you know, that's where he comes from.
Respectfully to your brother-in-law, Ken, I think that's probably part of it. Sounds like he knows his golf.
He does.
I would also say
he's a golf man.
I would also say
Golfman. He actually stayed up where they live in the north of Ireland till some of my sister's like, there's the Masters on. I think he's playing. So he arrived dead on Sunday.
Yeah, would you say that you were closer? Your golf knowledge was closer to your sister than your brother-in-law. If your sister thought that he was playing in the Masters.
Well, I don't think she seriously thought that.
Okay.
Well, but apparently it was important that he stayed and watched this thing on television while his family were in a different city.
There are some technical reasons, I'm sure. There are also a lot of psychological reasons. Remember we talked about how Arsenal yesterday, we had an emailer saying that Arsenal basically talked themselves into getting spooked by the Anfield experience.
Yeah.
Well, McIlroy, to his credit in some ways, but maybe this is also something that is counterproductive, acknowledges he uses the phrase scar tissue. You know, that keeps getting thrown. Scar tissue from like 2011, 12 years, something happened 12 years ago. But even before this tournament, there was that press conference he gave where in the background, I think it was an image or a video, something playing of his bunker shot in the 18th last year. Had an amazing round in the final round. And he said, yeah, that definitely shed some scar tissue. So he acknowledges that it's there. And as you're watching it, it's not one of those things where, oh, we're all basically ascribing some sort of psychological damage to McIlroy. It's there. He says it. And I can only imagine what, if he shed some of it last year, how much there is sitting around this year.
Yeah.
After this year.
Funny enough, I actually don't think that, you know, there can be that much. You can be very disappointed about missing the cut. But I mean, anything that happens on a Friday in Augusta, I don't think that you could necessarily call that scar tissue. It's more, well, I just absolutely blew a really good chance to win the Masters there. But I don't know that it's like, you know, if he's going down the stretch next year, he'd be like, oh, geez, I missed the cut last year. You know what I mean?
I think it's all part of it. I mean, he didn't talk to any of the journalists afterwards. He's not playing in this event this weekend. He's pulled straight out of that. It's clearly damaging him. It damages him every year. Yeah.
I just think there's a difference between being like bitterly disappointed and like the scar tissue of going around Augusta. I think it's
failing to make the cut from the position that he was in with the pressure that was on him this year, the expectation that was around him. I know every year it's like you have a feeling, if McIlroy put it all together, he could do it. But this year he was really being hyped up for it. And maybe it was wishful thinking on behalf of the PGA Tour.
Literally everyone in golf other than Phil Mickelson.
McIlroy could do it. Yeah. To flame out so spectacularly, it's in some ways, it's different from being, say, six shots ahead and losing on the final day or something like that.
It kind of feels like...
But it's not great either. Yeah. Like, you've got to find a way to make the cut. Yeah. Even Tiger Woods found a way to make the cut. Tiger Woods couldn't even play after that because he was so bollocksed. Yeah. Guy can't walk. And he ground. He can't. He could barely walk. It's ridiculous. There was a clip. There's a New York Times. They were just tweeting a promotion of their article. And it was like, Tiger Woods makes the cut and blah, blah, blah. And the picture of it, I was thinking, I've never seen a man more miserable to do it.
Yeah.
Like, he almost actively, surely didn't want to make it. And yet his competitive instinct was such that he found a way to do it. The fact that McIlroy couldn't even find that, I think, is problematic, to be honest.
To be honest, we're probably talking here about the semantics of the phrase scar tissue, which to me is Jordan Spieth stands on the 12th tee. That's scar tissue. Do you know what I mean? Because like he put it in the water in like the most outrageous fashion possible twice on the same hole. And I find it impossible that every time he stands on that tee box, he's not thinking about that exact thing. That to me is scar tissue more so than I just played terribly for two rounds. And
all I ever think of when I hear the phrase scar tissue is that Red Hot Chili Peppers song from the Californication album. Yeah, I mean, it's good, solid song. It sounded a lot like many other
kids. You should check it out. it's a Red Hot album. It'll be 24 years out, so definitely should check it out.
Chili Peppers Week. albums.
Chili Pepper Day, I'd say, would probably do the trick.
I know why Ken is so down on golf at the moment. What? But he's worried that one of his favourite football journalists, Gavin Cooney, is going to be lost to the great world of golf. He sees Cooney over there doing great work for the 42. He knows we're talking to him today.
Yeah.
Well, I do think it's a good trip, right?
Oh, Ken, wait until you hear how much more... I don't want to say enjoyable. How much more pampered the golf journalists are compared to the football? I think Gav might be his last trip to the Masters.
It sounds
good. That's the treatment Ken gets.
I wouldn't mind. Wouldn't mind going there for it. Yeah. Like, I mean, you would have to put up with it.
Oh no! Yes, golf. But we've got to get you to the Masters. Ken doing the Masters. Also, no fear. He'll never want to go back, so there's no fear.
Yeah, exactly. He could literally do out of it. Say out of it. That's an interesting proposition. I feel like he would do things so contrary to the master's way, the master's spirit, that all Irish golfers, like
sure.
Paul McGinley, would have his credentials revoked on the back of what Ken got up to. That's McIlroy barred from the Masters because of Ken Early. Yeah. I mean, it's possible. That's how much trouble I could see you getting into the Masters.
Here, Murph, forget about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Ken, we just got to send Ken to all the sporting events that we know he won't enjoy. Like, I'm thinking we're doing a World Snooker Piece today.
Yeah,
we're doing a World Snooker Piece today. Much against the wishes of Ken. Well, I don't know if he actively wishes us not to talk about snooker, but he has slated that sport in the past. So maybe we send him to the Crucible next year. Like, can he do both a week after he does? That'd be an amazing fortnight of podcasts.
He doesn't even have to touch down in Dublin. Just go straight from Augusta
straight to Sheffield.
Augusta to Sheffield.
I love it. Yeah.
Wow. That'd
work for me.
So surely there's something else we could squeeze in there in between. Something else that he hates. His list of peeves are lengthy. You know, I think it's football,
no,
basically.
Yeah. Okay, sign up now to the Second Captain's World Service. SecondCaptains.com.
We think you should.
We think you should. We think you should, but we've got a vested interest in it.
Of course,
we're not reliable narrators here.
Yeah.
No,
but
no,
nevertheless,
it is true. Skin in the game. We're right, though. We are right. I mean, let's be very clear about this. We are correct that you should sign up.
Of course.
I'm backing myself on that. You get the podcast ad free if you become a member. The Second Captain's podcast is part of the Acast
Creator Network. Oh, I'll stop you there. It's the Acast Creator Network. The best creator network
that's it
out there, pound for pound.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's no competition.
There ain't no better creator network out there. That's what I'm saying.
Beat the hell of black and tans. Oh God, I'm wrong.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.